just play hard. Play hard, the rest will take care of itself. I think learn from my mistakes and just become a better player.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sorry to answer this, but how much do you, you know, want to play for Carey after seeing him go down? Obviously, you never wish a teammate to go down like that.
Yeah, I mean, I've already said before, Carey's one of the best people I know, great teammate, great person and everything, and just see him go down like that was really destructive, and it wasn't what you want to see in the sport, you know. But I think we're just going to all play piggyback up on him, and I think we're going to make him proud of us.
Have you gotten to talk to him since everything happened yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. He knows the situation, and it's unfortunate, but he's going to bounce back next year and have a huge year or whatever. Whenever he comes back, we're going to be excited to have him back in the room, and he's still a part of the room. I mean, he's hurt, but he's not going anywhere. He's a great player and a great teammate.
Why was it important for you guys to kind of walk over there and give him well wishes as he was carted off the field?
He's one of our brothers. He'd do it for us, and it's not just he's part of our room. I mean, we sweat and bleed and all that stuff together every day, and just to see one of your brothers go down like that's really painful and stuff. So just to have his support and back him up when a tough time like this is really important.
Does that add extra pressure to the line? Or are you guys, the next man up mentality is obviously taken on in the room, but
yeah,
does that somehow, you know?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's going to think we're ruined this year as a defense line, but we have a lot of talent in the room, a lot of good leaders. And I think that we're just going to, every person takes a little bit more role, and I think we'll all still play really well and take this game to another level.
What about your game yesterday? How did you feel out there? Looked mm-hmm. like you were having some strong play.
Yeah, I felt good. I felt like I was moving well. I have still a lot to work on going into season in this next preseason game, so I'll just kind of take the bad plays and learn from them and the good plays and just piggyback up on those.
Are you seeing that the second-year guys, that your group, your draft class, and some of those free agents are mm-hmm. are having that, you know, you don't have that extra step like you did like last year? Just
yeah.
natural for you guys?
Yeah, they're. I mean, that 1 year is huge. It's a different coming from college to pros. It's a huge step, but at the same time, these rookies that we brought in are doing really well, adjusting to the their role that they're taking this year. And I think they're a really good rookie class, and they love learning, and they're all good guys and tough dudes. So that's when you got a tough guy in the locker room like that, you can adjust on the run.
Next man up has been something we've heard mm-hmm. a lot from Jim Caldwell. We talked to the offensive line. It seemed like leading up to this point, now it's you guys. How do you guys approach this without Carey?
I mean, like I said before, everybody just got to take a little bit more of a role and just play for each other, you know, and I think the rest will take care of itself.
Do you see yourself more left end too now?
Yeah, I mean, I've always played both ways. I'm a little more comfortable. Maybe I don't even know if it's more comfortable, but I've always played the right side as a pass rusher. But run stopping and all that stuff, I can play both ways. And I think I'm good on the left side, too, as a pass rusher. So I think we'll just piggyback, but just keep improving every day.
Have you gotten any sense of being here last year, how creative TA can be with bringing pressure away
yeah.
from just a strict four-man rush? Just being
yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have all the trust in the world in TA and his play-calling abilities, so... we were just out there just playing as hard as we can, and the rest will take care of itself.